The sound of explosions over Kyiv. The night sky lit up by flashes. City officials say Ukrainian air defense systems intercepted dozens of Russian drones and missiles in the early hours of Tuesday. Mobile phone footage filmed by a resident shows the intensity of the attack.
We heard it all. Even our windows shook. But thank God there were no missiles in our area.
My friends, my classmates and I, we heard it all. They were all worried, and one of my classmates' houses got hit. I think it's terrible.
The attacks came just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky returned by train from a trip to Europe aimed at securing new weapons and support for an anticipated counteroffensive.
We are returning home with the new military help, newer and more powerful weapons for the front, more protection for our people, greater political support.
No one knows when the counteroffensive will begin, but Ukrainian troops are preparing. In the south of the country, a mortar unit say they're ready but need more weapons.
We need armored personnel carriers the most, especially with the counteroffensive, because currently we use basic Jeep models which are not armored. An armored car would provide safety for our servicemen. That's what really matters.
Kyiv and its supporters hope that this counteroffensive will be successful. Since Russia's invasion, Ukrainian forces have exceeded expectations. Pressure is high, but the reality is that few believe that this push will be the last or will win the war. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Lviv, Ukraine.
Let's now speak to Samuel Romani, who's an associate fellow at the Royal United Services Institute, joining us from Paris. Welcome to Al Jazeera. So we saw a large barrage of Russian missiles overnight, and recently there's been talk of this Ukrainian counteroffensive. How decisive is that counteroffensive going to be?
So Zelensky is not willing to put a start date on the counteroffensive because he says he needs a bit more time. But I think that there's a lot of optimism in Kyiv that it could be quite decisive. The Ukrainians are already engaging in what the U.S. It's called shaping operations, which means that they're targeting ammunition depots, logistical sites, and other military targets that would help them advance further. And it looks as if they're already moving in the directions of Zaporizhia and Kherson and also parts of Donbass.
Right, but when the president says that more time is needed, what are the calculations there? What's he basing that on?
Well, I think it's also to create a bit of an element of unpredictability, right? Like over the summer, for example, Ukrainians made it look like that they were advancing on Kherson and putting all their resources there, and then they caught the Russians off guard, undefended in Kharkiv. So the Russian state media and Russian telegram channels are really saying that the counteroffensive has already begun. So I think that it's a bit of psychological operations from Ukraine, a bit of counterprogramming to throw the Russians off and to make them miss their step. Also, I think the Ukrainians are holding out for some more sophisticated weaponry. It was very encouraging to see France potentially consider supplying long-range missiles to Ukraine. And the big target, obviously, the Ukrainians want are the F-16 jets.
Yeah, so from a military standpoint, and as those Western countries just pledge more and more and more military aid to Ukraine, what's your assessment of where the war will lead to next?
So I think the Russian defensive capabilities have effectively been blunted. It seems as if even on the flanks of Bakhmut, they're unable to defend themselves. And the Wagner Group is engaging in urban combat over there in a way that's pretty disjointed and actually at odds with the Russian defense minister. So it looks as if Russia is now firmly on the defensive. They've got 152,000 troops and fortifications stationed in Zaporizhia and Kherson. It remains to be seen how much manpower Ukraine has and how much they can leverage their technology and also when critical equipment will arrive. The Abrams tanks might arrive in 10 weeks. That's an important step forward, and hopefully for the Ukrainians, more equipment will arrive soon.
Let me ask you about another development, and that's that Ukrainian authorities have detained the head of the Supreme Court in that high-level corruption probe. How significant is this development?
Well, I think it's quite significant. I think Zelensky has really emphasized that he, ever since the start of his presidency in 2019, that he's committed to weeding out corruption wherever he finds it. He's targeted sometimes officials and politicians who have been close to Russia, like Viktor Medvedchuk and others. But he doesn't want to show that he's only targeting his political opponents. He also wants to show that he's targeting people within his apparatus who are corrupt as well. So that's why he went after the Ukrainian defense ministry when they had an illegal food procurement scheme. Alexei Reznikov, the defense minister, almost had to resign. And now they're going after the Supreme Court in the same way. So I think it's just a way for Zelensky to show that he's committed to fighting corruption in Ukraine whether it be in institutions that are favorable to him and whether it be his adversaries at home.
All right. Thank you so much, Samuel Romani, for speaking to us from Paris.